Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. So glad to be back with you once again. Remember, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, if you've got questions for me, or you'd like to hire me to speak at your next event, all of that goes through the lovely Natalie, our producer. You can get a hold of her at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com, or you can just give us a call at 480-648-5149. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. Speaking of Cleaning Nation, today we are speaking with two members, Josiah Kwanza and Duke Jones, co-owners of Executive Maids. Duke and Josiah just started serving the Atlanta area with both commercial and residential cleaning. If you'd like to reach out to Josiah, Duke, and the team, you can get a hold of them at www.theexecutivemaids.com. Joshua, Duke, Josiah, welcome to Cleaning Nation.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Glad to have us.
So glad to. I think you guys are only maybe the first three to do a double partner. I've had lots of people that have partners, but rarely do we get both partners on the phone. So I'm excited to talk to you guys today.
Great.
All right. Well, let's start off with a little bit of info on you guys. Tell us, maybe we'll start with Josiah and then I'd love to hear from Duke too. How'd you guys get into the business?
Okay. So how we got into business, it kind of happened while we were apartment shopping. The apartment building that we were interested in, it happened to be on a road that had the word executive in it. And so it kind of sparked an idea of that term executive kind of stuck in our head. And we asked the managers of the apartment, do they have a cleaning service? And they said they didn't. And so we asked them, if we're able to offer that service, would you do business with us? And, they were on board. So that's kind of how we got into the cleaning business. It was totally, out of chance. And, we chose the name Executive Maids just because of that, the connotation to it, So we're very excited to start this business and excited for what the future holds.
All right. Well, I'm so glad to have you on the show. How about, so you guys both live in Atlanta. You guys were shopping for apartments together. So it sounds like are you guys younger? You're not family guys yet? What's, tell me about your station in life, or tell Cleaning Nation about your station in life of where you guys are at right now.
Well, life. Life takes you ups and downs. I'm recently divorced. This is Duke, by the way. I'm recently divorced, and I had a house in a different part of town that I sold. And Josiah and I were looking for other opportunities, so we wanted to be in the epicenter of everything, which is Atlanta, in Georgia. So we came and got some space in the city. While looking for the space, that's how everything developed.
Well, first of all, congrats. I love that you were kind of ear to the ground in terms of opportunities. A lot of guys wouldn't do that. So I love that kind of genesis story of we were just, kind of living our lives and we saw an opportunity. We were bold enough to ask the right person, hey, is this something we could work with you on? And I love that he's like, yeah, absolutely. And I think that's how a lot of people are, right? When you're bold and say, hey, I'd like to help you. Is this something we could do? They're like, yeah, good for you guys for just asking. So I like the cut of your jib so far, fellas. All right. That said, let me see if I can do some contribution to you. What one thing you're struggling with? What can I help you with today?
So the main question I wanted to ask you is, as far as when it comes to attracting commercial or corporate clients, what are the elements of branding that they're specifically looking for in companies like ours? And what can we do to make ourselves more attractive to land more of these jobs?
All right. Love that question. And hopefully the answer will be satisfying. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not, but I can only give you what actually works. So I was actually thinking about this when you mentioned your name, that kind of brought up a similar thought. So many times, and I started my first cleaning business, my first business, which was a cleaning business, a commercial cleaning business, a Service Master franchise when I was 22 years old. Again, I don't know about the, what's that?
That's impressive.
Yeah, well, if you saw me back then, it wasn't that impressive. I just worked until I died because if it didn't work, I was gonna fail. So it wasn't all that bright. It was just I had no other options. So, long story short, I was 22. I was in commercial cleaning, so everybody I was working with, you know, I'd have dentist office or architects or everybody I was working with. They were all older than me. They were all professionals. I didn't have a degree. I didn't go to college, so I just kind of felt I absolutely felt like, man, I don't know what I'm doing. And they're going to quote unquote find me out and I'm going to be, you know, I'll be shamed or they won't want to do business with me because of my kid. So the way I overcame that was I tried to be crazy professional, right? Like I would have loved executive, God bless it. What's your, I know you told me about the executive and I forgot the last P, executive maids. I would have thought that was super cool, but the thing I found out is I was focused way too much on myself and what I thought they would think through my prism and just a lot of weird head nonsense that really wasn't serving me. When I started really figuring it out and crushing it in business, I realized it's really all about them. I was worried they're going to think I'm too young. They're going to think I didn't go to college. They're going to think I'm not good enough or smart enough. It was so freeing when I realized they weren't thinking about me at all. They couldn't care less about me. Guess what they were thinking? They were thinking about them. They wanted to know how I could make their life better. And if I was an infant or a 172-year-old man, if I could improve their life, they were happy to talk to me. So that's the first thing I would encourage you on with the branding. It's really not about branding or we've got this message that we're going to try and manipulate you with or, you know, present that we're this thing or that. It's really about understanding your customer, what they want, what their pain is, what's important to them, what they're scared of, what keeps them up at night, what they're passionate about, what they hate, what they love, what makes them crazy. Understanding that and then solving those problems with your services. First and foremost, if you want to do corporate, you can't use executive maids as your name. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because corporate people don't hire maids. They hire janitors or commercial cleaners.
Okay.
So I'm not saying you can't use executive maids. I'm saying that would be for the residential branch or portion of your work. And then Atlanta, you know, corporate cleaning services or commercial cleaning solutions, or you'll talk to your customers and find out what their pain is. That would be a more appropriate name. That said, it sounds like you guys are just starting out, correct? You don't have a bunch of employees and accounts just yet?
We have a couple of employees, not as much as anything else.
Okay, so you've got you two and two employees?
Say that again?
You have the two of you and two employees?
No, we don't do no cleaning. We have teams. We have how many teams? Like
we have about three teams cleaners that we use as independent contractors and they, to do our cleaning.
Right, they typically run in teams of twos.
All right, so five or six people doing the work, and then you guys doing the administration, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So first and foremost, and I know you didn't ask me this, but a lot of times you kind of got to back it up, right? I can't answer that question until we back up to and solve some other questions. So first and foremost, if you've only got five, six people, you're not big enough to really successfully do, you're trying to do too many things at once. Commercial cleaning, their pain, what they want, what's important to them, how they want you to present yourself and your bids and your company and your employees, that whole package is extremely different than how residential homeowners are going to want you to present yourself to their business. Just like we said with the maids, right? Executive maids, again, even that, I would be like, well, who's your customer, right? You're like, oh, it's kind of serendipitous, which is a great story. But if your customer is a stay-at-home mom with two kids, she doesn't want an executive maid. Now, if your customer is an executive who's like, I work all day and I want someone else to handle my customer or my cleaning, now executive maids make sense. So just starting from the foundation, I want you guys to get the concept of how this whole thing should be looking. None of it should be serendipitous in terms of, you know, hey, Duke, what do you think? I like it. Josiah, what do you think? I like it. Great. That's where we're going to go forward. Since you guys aren't your target customer, what you guys want really doesn't matter. What matters is what your customers want. So I would talk to, first of all, I would really encourage you to either focus on residential or commercial. That's a big, so many people make that mistake of, oh, I can do both. We can grow twice as fast if we do two. That you can't. You can't. There's, you know, literally, you're in Atlanta. There's hundreds of thousands of businesses and millions of households. For you to say, oh, we can handle all of them well, is insane. Not only that, let's just say we said, fine, I'll just do commercial. We'll just do bit. Okay, that's still, I have no idea. Call it 50,000 businesses in Atlanta. You can't possibly talk to all of them. So you got to trail that down to, well, they're within 20 miles of my office. We're looking for medical facilities or class A office space or property managers or restaurants or gyms or childcare facilities. You see what I'm saying? You've got to get way more specific if you'd like to grow fast. And to answer your question, you're like, God, man, this guy's been talking forever. He hasn't said anything about our question. To answer your question, you really have to understand your customer before I can help you brand for them. So if your customer is a childcare place, your branding, your messaging, who you're going to be is totally different than if you're going to serve a bunch of lawyers, which is totally different, which if you're going to serve a property manager firm, which is totally different than if you're going to serve a 24-hour gym. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Josiah, you with me?
Yes, I absolutely understand.
Okay, cool. So again, I don't want to, you know, topple over your you know, kick over your beehive here, but if you want to serve residential homes and ideally executives, executive maids is a great name. If that's not who you're going to serve, I'd really start with, because the name's the whole thing, right? The name of this podcast is the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. There's zero question within a millisecond of you hearing that name what we're about, right? You don't have to think. If you own a construction company, you immediately go, well, that's not for me. I don't have a cleaning company and I'm not interested. If you own a cleaning company and you don't really want to grow, you're just happy with where it is. This isn't the one for you. But if you're someone that's like, man, I really want to grow my cleaning company, just by me saying I'm the host of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, immediately you're like, oh, I'm in the right place. This is exactly what I need. That's huge, right? So when you say executive maids, if I'm a housewife, I'm like, well, I'm not really an executive and that sounds expensive. I'm not really looking for executive service. I just want someone to help me out. I want, you know, family house cleaning Atlanta. That's who I want to do my thing. Does that make sense? So you want your name to immediately tell the wrong people you're in the wrong spot. I can't help you, right? If you're like crime scene cleanup, you wouldn't want executive maids. That's no good. So you want the crime scene cleanup people to go, oh, that's not for us. We're in the wrong spot. But you want the right people to go, that's exactly me, right? Like get more time with your family, Atlanta.com. This is what I want. I want more time with my family. So do you see how the name's important? And I would start with asking it's really a big process and I don't want to go too deep into this, but step one is to really understand who your customer is. And if you're like, well, we do residential, we do commercial, we do old people, young people, stay-at-home moms, young families, old families, executives, retired people, condos, houses, mansions, we do all of that. That's crazy. There's just no chance you'll be able to do that. So pick your niche. And residential is not a niche. Even within residential, you're going to want to say, you know, there's three neighborhoods that we want to crush it with. And all those home values are over $500,000. The income is over $120,000. They're two income families. Both of them work. They have 2 to 4 kids. They feel guilty that they don't spend time with their kids. And see what I'm saying? That's how specific I want you to get. So that's the first step. We can't get to your question of how do we brand ourselves to attract our customer until we've identified our customer. Any questions or thoughts so far?
No, you're doing great. Everything you're saying is on point.
Right. And I agree with, and I think in your podcast or your webinar, you said something about there's riches in the niches, something like that. And I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. So step one is I would really encourage you guys to take a day off, take a weekend, do a retreat, and really dig into who exactly are we going to serve. And commercial's not a niche. Residential's not a niche. Really niche it down. That's step one. Step two is to really understand those people, their pain, what's important to them in life, what they feel guilty about, what makes them stay up at night staring at the ceiling miserable. Understand that. Three, be able to communicate that pain, not the solution, just the pain, better than they can communicate it. So let me just kind of role play a couple ways. Here's what a typical cleaner is going to do. Say you guys are attorneys and I want to clean your attorney office. I'm going to come in and go, Josiah, Duke, I've got the best employees. We are so smart. We don't hire anyone that's done drugs or been in jail, and we pay them better than anyone else. And all of our products are totally green and we're super reliable, and I've got better insurance than everybody else and we're cheaper. And it's all about me. First of all, A, it's about me. B, I'm talking about solutions that I don't know is their pain. They may or may not care the quality of my employees, or they may not care about price. They may be like, hey, we've got important documents, and if those documents get mishandled, it's a $50,000 fine. I want to hear about that. And you're blabbering on about your employees and crap they don't care about. You see the different how ineffective that is?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So now let's turn it around the other way. Let's say, and I'm assuming I've talked to them and I know what their pain is. So I'm going to make up their pain, but you have to pretend I've asked a bunch of attorneys about their pain and now I'm able to describe it to them. So I go, hey, Josiah Duke, we found, and just so you know, we only do attorneys. That's our specialty. So a lot of people, you know, will do everybody. We just do attorneys. So we specialize. We know exactly where you guys are at. So I have found that attorneys have real issues with theft and with documents going missing and not being able to leave papers out. And I understand your liability through, and I'd explain the whole, the bar association, you know, again, I don't know, so I'm having to make it up, but I'd explain all the very specific details about the liability that they've got and what problems they've had with their cleaners before. And all I would talk about is their pain and their problems. And because I did such a good job explaining it, they would assume I have the solution. I don't even have to tell them I'm better than everybody else at providing that solution. Just by asking questions and describing their pain, they trust me. So when you walk into the doctor's office and just Josiah, you're like, man, I don't feel so good. And the doctor's like, here's a pill. You're going to go, whoa, like this guy's out of his mind. He didn't ask me anything. But if you walk in, if you're walking down the road and a hobo stops you and go, hey, Josiah, do you have this pain in your shoulder that shoots down to your elbow? And when you bend your arm, it shoots back up. And when it's about to rain, it's really, really bad. And if you have dairy, it makes it worse. But if you stay away from meat, it makes it better. And when it's hot and dry, it's almost no pain at all. If he described your pain exactly, if that's exactly how you feel, Josiah, even though this guy's a hobo, and even if he hasn't told you a single thing he can do to help, you're going to go, oh my gosh, that's exactly right. Have you this? How did you fix it? What's going on? Tell me. And he will have your full attention. So don't make the mistake of telling the people things that you think about executive or this or you guys. They couldn't care less. Really clarify who you want to serve. Find out what their pain is and be able to explain and describe that pain for them better than they can describe or explain it themselves. Did I answer you? I know I went a long way around, but did that satisfy you guys? Did I answer your questions?
Yes. That was a great answer, actually.
Okay, cool. And again, it's not the neat and tidy, like, you know, say this and it just works, right? I wish that was easy, but it's not, right? You've got to do, unfortunately, there's a lot of work that goes into being able to answer that question. So although I wasn't directly able to say this 7 magic words and everyone will buy from you, I gave you the tools to discover who your customers are, understand what they want, and now you can figure out the branding as you go. So that said, hopefully I've given you some value. Let's turn the tables and give you the opportunity to give some value back to Cleaning Nation. I'm going to give you the lightning round, 3 quick questions, 3 quick answers. Question number 1, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
The best piece of advice I've ever received is to always seek guidance from people that have done it before, that have been there where you want to be.
Beautiful. And I love that a lot of people say the best advice, but they're not following it. And here you are on a podcast seeking advice from someone that's done it. So nicely done, being consistent, not just saying advice for other people, but actually taking your own advice. How about you, Duke? What's the best advice you've ever gotten, brother?
Don't try to reinvent the wheel. Just improve on it.
Beautiful. Man, you guys are a lot smarter than you look, and I can't even see you. Question number 2, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that we can all learn from and maybe save ourselves some of that headache?
The biggest mistake I've made is hiring the wrong person to do a job, and they ended up arriving 2 hours late and doing a bad job, got a terrible review. And so if you're not serving the customer well, and you're not really doing your job. So be careful who you bring on board. Make sure you vet them out.
Preach it, Josiah. How about you, Duke?
The biggest mistake is not identifying exactly who the end customer is. Because like we said, even if we're doing residential, there's several levels to it. We need to, like you said, there's riches in the niches. And that's what we need to pinpoint our end customer.
Man, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. All right, fellas, last question. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice right now, today, before they go to bed? Big or small, doesn't matter. Just immediately implementable that will improve their lives or their business.
I would say immediately, as soon as you can. If you don't know technology, learn social media, learn online marketing, because I feel like that's the future. The world is moving towards the digital end, and so you have to really adopt that as soon as you can to really survive in today's, you know, society and economy.
Cool. I appreciate the share, man. What about you, Duke?
And for me, I would say the follow-up, the client follow-up, the customer relation is very important. Their constant contact with that person is very important. It helps keep retention of your clients.
Yeah, I got to say, I think those really dovetail nicely. What Josiah said about technology, I agree. The world is a very technological place. But so many people, and no offense, I'm only 42, which I feel like I'm 100 sometimes. And so many younger people think just technology is the answer. If I just have a bunch of technology, if I'm just on social media doing all these things, I'll grow my business. So incomplete. The correct answer is a mix of what Josiah and Duke said. It's all about connecting with the customer and really understanding their needs and making sure that they feel loved and understand that you know them and you care about them. Now, when you use technology to do that faster and better and more efficiently, now you got something. So just wanted to encourage you guys. Those are both great answers and Cleaning Nation, but technology, just for the sake of technology, will do you no good. Being on Twitter and having a million followers without a plan doesn't help you. So anyway, great. Those are great answers. I just wanted to kind of put them together for the synergy. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us and contributing to the show. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow, your concepts. I appreciate you. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. When you want to check out Josiah and Duke's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, you'll find it all at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.